Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Qualcomm launched the Snapdragon 480 5G, its first budget chipset with an integrated X51 modem that supports millimeter wave and sub-6 gigahertz. Performance-wise, Qualcomm claims the 8-nanometer 480 should offer twice the CPU and GPU performance of the outgoing Snapdragon 460, with a 70% improvement in AI performance. The chipset also supports Quick Charge 4 Plus, 120 frames per second on 1080p displays, supports cameras up to 64 megapixels, and offers a triple ISP to let it capture images from three cameras at once. The first phones with the Snapdragon 480 5G are expected later in Q1. Qualcomm also announced that its CEO Steve Mollenkopf will step down in June. Cristiano Amon, a Qualcomm president who oversaw its 5G strategy, will take over in the role. Mollenkopf worked at Qualcomm 26 years, serving as CEO since 2014. Twitter acquired the social broadcasting and podcast app Breaker. Breaker's team will work on Twitter's audio networking feature Twitter Spaces, as well as improve the health of the public conversation generally. Breaker will shut down its apps and services on January 15, 2021, with users able to export their OPML file to transfer their subscriptions to another podcasting app. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. The New York Stock Exchange announced it will no longer delist China Telecom, China Mobile, and China Unicom. Last week, the exchange said trading of the stocks would be suspended on January 7th ahead of a full delisting to be in compliance with an executive order that forbid trading of shares in companies tied to the Chinese military. The exchange did not say what changed in terms of compliance to that executive order, other than to say it will continue to evaluate the applicability of the order to those companies. TechCrunch's sources say the Indian social network ShareChat is in advanced talks on a new funding round that includes new investors Google and Snap, as well as an additional investment from Twitter. This Series E round will reportedly be over $200 million, with Google investing more than $100 million alone. Executives at ShareChat have said it's growing exponentially, with its short video app Moj having 80 million monthly active users as of September 2019. Venmo launched a cash-a-check feature for eligible iOS and Android users in the U.S. Users take a picture of their endorsed check to cash it, with funds typically available within an hour. Venmo takes a 5% fee on hand-signed payroll and government checks for a minimum fee of $5, and a 1% fee on payroll or government checks with pre-printed signatures. The company has said it's temporarily waiving fees on stimulus checks. To use the feature, users must have location services on, a verified email address, and either a Venmo debit card or direct deposit active on their account. OnePlus is bringing the Nord N10 5G and N100 phones to the U.S. on January 15th. The handsets will be available unlocked from OnePlus directly or through T-Mobile and Metro. The N10 5G starts at $299, offers a Snapdragon 690 chipset, sub-6 GHz 5G support, and a 90Hz screen. The N100, meanwhile, starts at $179, offers a Snapdragon 460 SoC, a 5,000 mAh battery, and a 6.52 inch Full HD display. Dell announced three new monitors, the world's first video conferencing monitors certified for Microsoft Teams. All three have a dedicated Microsoft Teams button to launch the app on PCs with a built-in noise-canceling microphone, 5-megapixel pop-up infrared camera with Windows Hello support, and dual 5-watt speakers. These come in a 24-inch model for $519, a 27-inch model for $719, and a curved 34-inch variant for $1,149. A new research note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo and obtained by MacRumors says Apple may debut its yet unreleased AirTags item trackers, a previously rumored augmented reality device, and other new products in 2021. Kuo notes that new AirPods, more Apple Silicon Macs, and Apple's first devices with mini LED displays may be among those new products. The streaming service Discovery Plus launched in the U.S., offering ad-supported content for $4.99 a month or an ad-free tier for $6.99. The service launches with Roku and Fire OS support, as well as availability on iOS and Apple TV, Google and Android platforms, Xbox platforms, and Samsung smart TVs. And finally, according to a leaked test build obtained by Windows Central, Microsoft is building a new Outlook app to replace the built-in mail and calendar apps on Windows 10, as well as the macOS client and Outlook Web Access versions. Codenamed Monarch and One Outlook, the app is designed for large-screen experiences and seems to be based on the current web version of Outlook. This new version of Outlook is not expected to be released until 2022. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.